Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Listen to the tune. Hello, hello. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Taps, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the boss of Medium. And I hope you are getting ready for this shamanic drumming, live shamanic drumming. Ooh. Music. Take some deep inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Remember, the shamanic drumming is all about the experience. It's all about being able to be in the moment. It's a medicine. It's a form of healing. And beware to see your spirit animal that's going to take you and guide you into this beauty. It's going to guide you into this beauty. Inhale, exhale. You can ask a question, or you can just experience this. You can, whatever it is you want to, whatever it is that you want to talk to or have, whatever experience, this is you with your guides. This is all for you. And you can write this down if you want, whatever it is. But I'm gonna start drumming, and I might start talking, or I might start singing, or I might just drum, or just feel where it is. But this is a healing spiritual technology.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Ooh, welcome back. Wow, that was very interesting. I was just very, you know what was going on? I was very present. I was very present in the drumming. I didn't really go anywhere. I was right here, and I feel that's a beautiful energy that Mr. Henry David Thoreau is sharing with us, is that this beautiful energy of just continuously going with the flow and this continuous nature, this beautiful nature of just being here and being fully present. And because that's what it's about when you're in nature, is about being fully present and taking in everything and taking in everything. And I think I'm going to take a walk after this because I'm so inspired by just, I was so here that I wasn't here. Does that make sense? So sometimes we think, okay, so a lot of times on the shamanic journey, I go places and I see all these crazy visions. The only thing I did was really astral project to Walden, and I saw an aerial view of Walden. But other than that, I was right here just drumming, and I was just in the drums. And it's a good feeling just to be here and to be grounded. And I think, and it's really what nature has to offer us. So how beautiful, how beautiful. Amen. So let's get back to some more, we can get back to some more music and hopefully some more Walden, and we can do some remixing. Doing it, just keeping it freeform. This has been a blast. It's been an excellent show, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's just such a special privilege to be here as always, and just so grateful to just have this outlet and to have this platform and to have a connection with spirit in this beautiful, unique way. It is such a beauty to have this, and every day I'm grateful, and every day gratitude. It's all there. Amen.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Once, a system of Earths like ours. If I had remembered this, it would have been some mistakes. This was not the light in which I hoed them. The stars are the apexes of what wonderful triangles! What distant and different beings in the various mansions of the universe are contemplating the same one at the same moment! Nature and human life are as various as our several constitutions. Who shall say what prospect life offers to another? Could a greater miracle take place than for us to look through each other's eyes for an instant? We should live in all the ages of the world in an hour. Aye, in all the worlds of the ages. History, poetry, mythology. I know of no reading of another's experience so startling and forming, as this would be. The greater part of what my neighbors call good, I believe in my soul to be bad. And if I repent of anything, it is very likely to be my good behavior. What demon possessed me when I behaved so well? You may say the wisest thing you can, old man, you who have lived 70 years, not without honor of a kind. I hear an irresistible voice which invites me away from all that. One generation abandons the enterprises of another like stranded vessels. I think that we may safely trust a good deal more than we do. We may waive just so much care of ourselves as we honestly bestow elsewhere. Nature is as well adapted to our weakness as to our strength. The incessant anxiety and strain of some is a well-nigh incurable form of disease. We are made to exaggerate the importance of what work we do. And yet, how much is not done by us? Or what if we had been taken sick? How vigilant we are, determined not to live by faith if we can avoid it. All the day long on the alert, at night we unwittingly say our prayers and commit ourselves to uncertainty. So thoroughly and sincerely are we compelled to live, reverencing our life, denying the possibility of change. This is the only way, we say. But there are as many ways as there can be drawn radii from one center. All change is a miracle to contemplate. But it is a miracle which is taking place every instant. Confucius said, quote, "To know that we know what we know, and that we do not know what we do not know, that is true knowledge." End quote. When one man has reduced a fact of the imagination to be a fact to his understanding, I foresee that all men at length establish their lives on that basis. Let us consider for a moment what most of the trouble and anxiety which I have referred to is about, and how much it is necessary that we be troubled, or at least careful. It would be some advantage to live a primitive and frontier life, though in the midst of an outward civilization, if only to learn what are the gross necessaries of life, and what methods have been taken to obtain them, or even to look over the old day books of the merchants, to see what it was that men most commonly bought at the stores, what they stored, that is, what are the grossest groceries. For the improvements of ages have had but little influence on the essential laws of man's existence, as our skeletons, probably, are not to be distinguished from those of our ancestors. By the words necessary of life, I mean whatever of all that man obtains by his own exertions has been from the first or from long use has become so important to human life that few, if any, whether from savageness or poverty or philosophy, ever attempt to do without it. To many creatures, there is in this sense but one necessary of life, food. To the bison of the prairie, it is a few inches of palatable grass with water to drink, unless he seeks the shelter of the forest or the mountain's shadow. None of the brute creation requires more than food and shelter. The necessaries of life for man in this climate may, accurately enough, be distributed under the several heads of food, shelter, clothing, and fuel. For not till we have secured these are we prepared to entertain the true problems of life with freedom and a prospect of success. man has invented not only houses, but clothes and cooked food, and possibly from the accidental discovery of the warmth of fire and the consequent use of it, at first a luxury, arose the present necessity to sit by it. We observe cats and dogs acquiring the same second nature. By proper shelter and clothing, we legitimately retain our own internal heat. But with an excess of these, or of fuel, that is, with an external heat greater than our own internal, may not cookery properly be said to begin? Darwin, the naturalist, says of the inhabitants of Tierra del Fuego that while his own party, who were well clothed and sitting close to a fire, were far from too warm, these naked savages, who were farther off, were observed, to his great surprise, to be streaming with perspiration at undergoing such a roasting. So we are told the New Hollander goes naked with impunity, while the European shivers in his clothes. Is it impossible to combine the hardiness of these savages with the intellectualness of the civilized man? According to Liebig, man's body is a stove, and food the fuel which keeps up the internal combustion in the lungs. In cold weather, we eat more. In warm, less. The animal heat is the result of a slow combustion, and disease and death take place when this is too rapid, or for want of fuel, or from some defect in the draft.
And you were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. Oh, it's been nice here just doing this, just doing the thing, doing the live mixing, just having, you know, it's always fun to do the live mixing. It is always fun. It's never not fun. It's creativity. It's just spontaneity. It's mixing everything and everything we could possibly think under the sun. I had my beats I mixed in there. This is another beat. It's amazing over the Henry David Thoreau dialogue. So, yeah, that's been good. I'm loving this, and I'm loving the Northern Soul that I've been playing. And then, you know, we got all this doo-wop. It's just, it's just been a beautiful night, I think. And it's just been very tame, very calm, very cool, calm, collected. And I think, you know, I know that this is the spirit of Henry David Thoreau. This is the spirit of who he is. This is the spirit of what he wanted and the energy he wants to give here. And, you know, there's not all these crazy different messages that's coming in. Everything's so simple. It's just a message of being grounded. It's a message of just be outside. everything's so simple right now. And it's just, I'm so grateful how everything is just really simple. I'm grateful for these messages. I'm grateful for Infinite Spirit. I'm grateful for all this, being able to just sit back and relax. I just feel so calm and so at ease. And I could imagine, you know, this is his spirit. This is how he came to be and write these beautiful books and write this beautiful literature and understand it so well, and to have such a clear portal to do so. And you can feel it through his literature. You can feel it through everything that he's speaking, everything he's talking about. It's so to the core of the esoteric. Are you hearing what he's saying? Oh my God, about Walden. Oh, I'm going to talk about a pond. No. He's going in. He is going into the human truth. He is just, it's so punk rock. It's so unbelievably punk rock. It's majestic. It's so majestic. Oh, it is. It's so beautiful. So connecting with this, I'm having so much gratitude right now. So much gratitude. So let's connect. Let's connect with this. Speaking of connecting, let's listen to some Adam Ant. Ow! With Crackpot History. Always a good one. We'll be right back.
such a marvelous lady. Tell him by the turn, crackpot history.
Without it, that's your love, your about the way that it used to be. That's your love, your love. There's gotta be a way somehow to set my mind at ease. 'Cause the loneliness has replaced my heart, and the loneliness is just a dying of the part of your love.
Your love,
your love,
your love.
What you gonna do? I've lost my appetite. That's your love, I've lost my sense of direction, and I can't get no satisfaction. That's
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Free Foreign Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merle, at the Boston Medium. Ooh. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're coming up with the angel readings real soon. I'm loving this mix. I'm loving the Northern Soul with the random 80s right here. Yeah, we got that. Oh, no, that is not a yawn. Am I yawning on the air? Did I just yawn on the air? No, I'm so chill. That's why. Like, it's just been so chill. Ralph Waldo Emerson's spirit, like, I wouldn't imagine anything else. I couldn't imagine anything else except for, like, him being wicked chill. Like, I feel so calm and at ease. Like, this is how it's supposed to be. It's definitely how things are supposed to be. Like, why would it be any other way? I mean, we need, like, a truly mellow song for this energy. Do I dare? Yeah, I'm going to do it because I'm just going to, you know, I'm doing it. I'm doing Singing in the Rain. This will be the song, and then we'll go into the angel messages because it's just, it's so pleasant. And Gene Kelly's so pleasant. So, I love you, each Labor Day. Thank you so much for tuning in. No, we are not done. Well, we're done at 8 p.m., but we're not done now. And so stay tuned for the messages and all the beautiful energy that the universe is bringing us from Walden.
Then of Forest.
Really? Oh, no.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. come on with the rain. I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
Testing, 1, 2, and testing. We are here. Okay. Anyways. Ah, we are here. So, thank you so much. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tough, free from radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, and all is well here. So, we're going to get right into the messages. Of course we are. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. So, you know, we did some live mixing, and we're going to hear from, you know, this whole thing. It's, you know, honestly, as I was here, I was just like, I don't even know if I was trying to look for answers to save Walden, because there really isn't. It's just, it's, what the heck is that? It's just there. It's just, there is no urgency, because Walden is going to be Walden. The spirit is just, it's expansive. It's like a person. It's like, there's no way. There's like no way you can remove Walden. Anyway, any hoozles, anyway. We're gonna inhale. Connecting. So, yeah, I don't really have any messages. There's really no, I'm not feeling any, you know, there are no, I'm not feeling like, yeah, so this is the solution, and I think things are just gonna flow. I'm feeling the message that's coming in that's gonna help save Walden, like, things like this, me doing my part and doing things like this, and then the rest is gonna flow, he's saying, because if we're just trying to pick out, you know, okay, the urgency of what to do, you know, it's a stressful situation, and there's no need to be stressed out about any of it. You know, Walden, there really is no need. And we're grateful to be able to speak and communicate with spirit, so it's like, just remove the urgency of needing to save Walden. Everything's going to be the way it is. Do what you can. Do exactly what you can, and everything will flow. So, universe and spirit, what is Walden? I mean, what is Walden? What is it that Henry David Thoreau is communicating with us tonight? Your magnificent light and beauty can only be there reflected in the reflections when we breathe the air of outside and we breathe the fresh air and the true knowing of nature and nature's true knowing of ourselves. The medicine is in nature. The medicine. This is an the reason why there's an urgency and bringing to endangered Walden. It's not what you think. This isn't coming about because there is a true urgency for it and Walden's gonna go away. It's not. This is here so it can remind us what we need to do from here until, you know, it gets really cold and we can't spend time outside. This is a very important time. Everything that's going on in the stars and the galaxy and the in astrology right now, there's a strong wave of innovation, revelation, radical ideas, leadership, like really punk rock energy, just revolution energy that's taking over right now, and it's really in the collective consciousness. So those who are of service right now and those who are tapping into that energy and who are consciously going into that path, this is for you. This is for you to understand. It's time to get outside and meditate. It's time to get outside and do those workshops and do those shamanic drummings. Get a workshop going. Get people together and be outside. This is the time, no matter where it is, bring and gather people together outside. There are messages. There's love. There's comfort. There's medicine. They're like, it's like, okay, so it's like, imagine you're running a marathon. Imagine you're running the Boston Marathon. And you know how you're running the marathon? There are people on the sidelines cheering you on, and they have a sign, and they're just like, you know, they either have your name on a sign, they have positive messages, and they also have water. They have bottles of water. They have like food, you know, they have fuel. They have, you know, whatever those things are, those little gel fuels that you need to continue going. They have things to continue, they, you know, they give things to the runners to continuously hydrate them. This is what nature's doing for you as you're running your marathon, as you are doing the extreme thing right now. And you are extremely engaged in your evolution. Nature wants you to come outside because they have the signs for you, cheering you on. They have the water, they have the hydration, they have the fuel, they have the food, they have everything that you need to continue on your mission. And this is more than ever. Right now, you need to be outside, and that's why this is happening. That's why there's an urgency to save Walden, because we need to get to Walden. We need to, you know, we need to not, it's not just Walden. These beautiful ponds, these beautiful reservations everywhere, we need to really connect with it. We need to show the universe that we're here, because the reason why these things go away is not because, you know, the new development or these people and they're trying to take away our things. It's us. It's us not showing the universe that we're in it. So the more our energy is in it, the more it won't go away. Do you understand? So the more we're showing the universe that nature and take walks and exercise and being outside is a strong part of our lives and we need it, and I'm going to make a commitment to grow, and I'm going to make a commitment to be the light, and I'm going to make the commitment to say yes to evolution, to say yes to this revolution within me, the more our beautiful landmarks, the more these beautiful places will stay alive. Does that make sense, dear one? Does that make sense, beautiful, beautiful spirit? Because this is the message that's coming in. And Henry David Thoreau is really, really strong with us right now. And I feel it. I feel it so intense. His energy, I've never felt a spirit so calm before. He's like the calmest spirit I've ever connected. So clear, so to the point, so present. Everything has just been so present since I've been here. Like, I've been so chill. And that's his energy. There's not a lot of access, because that's how he lived. He lived without access. He lived without these material things. He lived without these extra things. Everything was so simple and so clear. And that's what my energy is. And that's what I feel him right now. So thank you so much. This is so amazing. Thank you so much for joining me on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We're pretty much out skis. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, your favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. I think this is just a beautiful show. It's just been really great being here. I'm so grateful. I cannot believe that I get to do this. I can't believe that this is, you know, I'm here and I'm on the air and I'm talking about all this. I'm talking to Henry David Thoreau Spirit, and I have a platform to actually talk about spirit. So I hope that the calmness of my message reaches you and you understand the true meaning of what it means to actually save Walden and what it means to actually save the reservations and nature spots around you. So tell the universe that you're saying yes. Tell the universe that you're saying yes to nature. Tell the universe that you are going to be a part of it more, and you aren't going to take it for granted. Amen. Amen. I love this. So thank you so much. Stay tuned for Rising with Skyba. He's got a great show, great music, great local music, as always. And yeah, I will see you next week. I'm going to leave you off with some Addicts with England. You got to leave off with some punk rock. I mean, how can you not? Anyways, I love you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
when you walk beside me, that inconceivable, that unbelievable world we knew when we two were in love, and every bright neon sign turned into stars, and the sun and the moon. Each road that we took turned into gold, but the dream was too much for you to hold. Now over and over I keep going over the
Frank Sinatra was not such a bad way to start your show.